days. Ever call them your blinkers or?
No, I don't.
And the thing you smell with is your
nose.
And below your nose is your, where you put your food is your
mouth.
Do you ever call that by a different name when you were a boy? Do you remember?
No, not that I remember.
And you might say you've got one tooth and two. If a little kid has one tooth left, then you say, well, pretty soon the second one will grow in, then you'll have two.
Yeah.
And underneath the teeth are the
gum.
And below your mouth is your
chin. Yeah.
And your whole thing on your shoulders, you call your...
Oh, your head.
And then the part that supports the head.
Neck.
And so you refer from this point to this point. This would be your...
Shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And you got one... One... finger. Right, but five, you might say I've got one finger, holding up one finger, but I've got five
fingers.
Yeah, and this,
sound.
Have you ever call that something different? Do you ever hear that called your dog finger?
Yeah.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
But people don't say that anymore at all.
Don't say that anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you've got one,
hand.
And two, you've got one hand, just two hands. And the inside part of your hand is your
palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And beyond your hand is where you wear the watch is your
wrist.
And between your wrist and
elbow.
What do you call that? Do you ever say that's your... It's your arm or your forearm. Mm-hmm. And on a man's body, what's this part right below his
chest?
And if you eat green apples, you got a pain in your
stomach.
And you might say, I sure am sick.
Yeah, I'm sick.
Where are you sick?
In the stomach.
And this whole thing that I stand on, of course, is my
leg.
But the different parts of the leg, would you name those?